Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。和某人吵过架之后又和好，那这里的和好用英文怎么说呢？一个单词就是 reconcile, reconcile. Be reconciled with somebody 表示与某人和好。比如说他最近和他的妻子和好了。He has been reconciled with his wife recently. 我们来听两个小对话。Dialogue 1. 汤姆，很抱歉，我昨天吼了你。
Tom, I'm sorry. I shouted at you last night.
爸爸，你不用道歉，我知道你当时很心烦。
You don't have to apologize, Dad. You were upset, I knew.
真不好开口，我很抱歉，我说的话很不好听。
It's so hard to say. I'm sorry. What I said is awful.
没事。我反应太过了。
It's okay. I overreacted.
我们现在没事了吧?
Are we good now?
当然了。
Sure. Tom, I'm sorry I shouted at you last night. You don't have to apologize, Dad. You were upset, I knew.It's so hard to say. I'm sorry. What I said is awful.
It's okay. I overreacted.
Are we good now?
Sure.
Dialogue 2.
我和我姐姐大吵了一架，其实那只不过是一些鸡毛蒜皮的小事。
I had a big fight with my sister. In fact,It was just trifles.
别担心，你们俩这么亲密，一定会和好的。
Don't worry, you two are so close. You will make it up.
你觉不觉得，人更容易向自己信赖的人发火？
Do you think, sometimes, it is easier to be mad at people you trust?
或许就是因为你知道他们会无条件地爱你，你要去哪
？Maybe it is because you know they will love you no matter what. Where are you going?
我要去跟他和好。
I'm going to patch things up.
好样的
！Good for you. I had a big fight.With my sister. In fact, it was just trifles. Don't worry, you two are so close. You will make it up. Do you think sometimes it is easier to be mad at people you trust? Maybe it is because you know they will love you no matter what. Where are you going? I'm going to patch things up. Good for you.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 想要参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily, 在公众号里回复节目两个字即可加入。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.